Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 77, and today is Thursday, September 6th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. First, I just wanted to thank you all for the great feedback you gave me on the last show, number 76, The Best Way to Avoid Distractions. I heard a lot of people say that it was, you know, a really good, encouraging, motivating show. And so if you haven't heard it, and this is your first one, or you just skipped the last one, I'd highly recommend you find it. A lot of people seem to be saying that it's a really good one. So first, I want to thank you all for the feedback, because, you know, I do this for you for the most part. You know, it's something that I do as a side project to my main thing, for the goal of, you know, sharing the lessons I've learned and hopefully helping other developers. You know, it's not a commercial project or anything like that. And so, sort of one of the biggest things that you can do if you like the show is to, you know, just give me that high five every now and then when it's like, if I do something that really resonates with you, it certainly encourages me and keeps me interested and keeps me motivated to do the show. All right. So I think what I've decided I'm going to do, based a little bit on that feedback I got from the last show and kind of just trying to decide where to head over the next couple of weeks. So in the last show I introduced, I was saying that I'm going to be starting to work on a weather app for iOS. This sort of the backstory of that's in the last episode. Basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm working on a weather app, and I'll probably be working on it for about the next month or so. My hope is to launch, I think, middle of the second week of October, something like that. So with review times and things, roughly I'll be working on it over the next, say, maybe month and a half. And I think what I've decided I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through this process from start to finish on the show and talk about how I'm going about doing what I'm doing. Now, some of the things I'll talk about are obviously I'll be plain and straightforward and talk about some of the things I'll be a little bit more cagey about, just in terms of it's, you know, you want to be able to control and trickle out some, you know, sort of some of the features, some of the UI, some of those kinds of things. So I'm not going to jump in and sort of share it all right at once as I'm doing it, but the goal is to kind of walk through this process and show the arc of developing an application sort of from concept through to implementation, some of the marketing I'll do. And a big part of the reason why I'm doing it this way and what kind of got me excited about the idea is I want to try and synthesize and use all the lessons I've learned from my past failures, my past successes, all the things that I've done over the last, 4 years that I've been writing iPhone apps, that I've learned about how to do it. And I want to try and really bring all those to bear on this project. I want to make it that I'm doing all the things that I think that I say, sort of I'm talking the talk about. I'm want to do those, and I'm going to be trying to do that in a way that I can talk about on the show, and that's hopefully helpful. That you can kind of over the next month and a half, you know, whatever that is, maybe 15 episodes. They won't all be about this. There'll certainly be things about like probably the new iPhone, the new iPad Mini if it comes out, all those kinds of things. But you know, this will be an arc. And so what I want to do is, in some ways, it keeps me accountable for doing all those right things and having an audience who's expecting me to do it. It's like, so, you know, it's like this app's going to be internationalized, and I'm going to talk about what my experience is with that. I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm going to make a video for it, you know, a teaser video, a promo video, making a website for it, reaching out to the press, all those kinds of parts of the marketing backend side, as well as the development side. You know, this app does a couple of interesting things, other things not so interesting, but that's what I'm going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. And I just wanted to cue that up. If that sounds good to you, or if there are especially if there are topics or ideas or things that you want to make sure that I hit on in that vein of, if you're building an app from start to finish, what are the things that you want to talk, you would want to make sure you were understanding or hearing my perspective on, then please let me know. You know, Twitter is probably the best way to do it. You can also email me. It's on my About page if you need my address. But you can, you know, please reach out to me if you have things that you want to make sure I cover. Otherwise, yeah, it should be pretty good coverage of the topics involved in writing an app and, you know, getting it done. All right. So to the first part of this, what I'm going to talk about is prototyping, and specifically about how I build an app and how I start that process and work through it. So kind of from file new project, this is the way that I tend to build an application. So first, you always pick a template that is relevant to your application, that will do a lot of the heavy lifting for you if you want. Xcode has a lot of these templates in there, and they work pretty well. They're definitely, you're going to get carried away with that. But like, if you're going to, if you're making a data driven application that's going to be table based, use the detail view template, and it'll do a lot of the setup for you. You can click a button that says use core data, and it'll build a, you know, a base core data stack for you and things that. And these are things that you ultimately, a lot of times what I'll end up doing is replacing those templates. And I'm not saying that you want to necessarily ship that template or use the code that's in that template, but it's great for getting started because you can start implementing your idea rather than having to do a lot of boilerplate. A lot of code that isn't actually interesting or useful, a lot of things that are just kind of there that you have to do. And so if, you, if there's a template that exists for you for doing that, please do use that. Don't feel like you need to start every new project with like the, was it the window-based application, which is the, I think the most bare bones, you know, absolutely nothing in it. It's like, don't do that. That's not gonna, it's not helping anybody. So first, you know, you start that and you start a new project. And probably it's also important for me to have a slight disclaimer. A lot of what I'm talking about in my development process applies mostly to individuals or very small teams. If you're a developer working on a large team, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 developers, first, you really have my condolences. I'm sorry about that. That's a tough situation. I've been there. I rather work on smaller and smaller teams. The smaller, the better. Probably my sweet spot is probably a couple of developers. I've really enjoyed the times when I've worked on projects with a couple of developers, but I've also done the big, big teams, and it's a bit of a mess. But anyway, this I'm just saying as a disclaimer, what I really like is this is this way that I like to do it because I'm an individual. I don't so I can cut a few corners that would be really awkward to cut in a broader in a bigger team project. For example, like some of the ways that I do things in terms of files and being able to add and remove files really easily and things would be really awkward in a version control environment where you're trying to constantly trying to have to merge XJ project files and nib files and things. So, you know, so take it with a grain of salt if you work in a large team, but if you're a small team or an individual, definitely this is the way that I do it, and it seems to have worked pretty well. So the first thing I do when I'm trying to prototype something is I hate doing work that doesn't help me get closer to actually completing my project. And by that I mean I hate the concept of building things that you're going to that are entirely throwaway. I'm a big fan of throwaway code, but I don't like things that I'm going to build and then throw away. And a classic example for me of this is a bit the Photoshop mockup, where you are having someone spend a lot of time and effort mocking up every page pixel by pixel, and then the developer goes and tries to build this. Now, obviously, I'm a developer, and that's my specialty, so I'm going to shy away from that process. If you're in a design-driven organization, that may be just the way you work, that the people in the driver's seat are designers rather than developers, and so you can't. And for me, I really struggle in that environment. But what I like doing is I want to build it right away. I want to get in there, I want to build something, and I want to have something to show from that very first day. So what I do is everything I do is writing code. I have a couple of sketches, maybe in a notepad, just to kind of organize my mind. But once I've got that, I just kind of go in and start building. And when I'm starting to build, I tend to I'm cutting a lot of corners, and these are often things that I know I'm going to replace later. And you cut these corners to make your development process faster. Anytime that I can do something that'll make me develop quicker and more effectively, I'll definitely do it. So. And often what I'm doing when I'm building these things is I'm making obviously naive choices that I know aren't right, and I know there are better solutions for, but I don't have the time or the energy to do it right away, because what I want to do is my goal is to get from zero to a roughly functionally complete version as soon as possible. And by that, I don't mean that it's ready to ship, but that I have something that I can put in people's hands, have them play with it. I can play with it. I can start using it day in and day out. You know, on my home screen right now is my weather app, and I'm using it daily to check the weather before I go out to use on a regular basis. And I want to get there as quickly as possible. It drives me crazy when I've worked on projects where you end up spending like weeks and weeks building all this code that at the end of it, you're like, we don't have anything to show yet. You know, like you serve some higher up, you know, some C-level executive appears in and says, hey, you know, hey, what you guys been working on? It's like, well, we've got these 16, you know, data persistence libraries all ready to go. We've got this data rendering engine over here, and we have nothing really to show for it. I want things as quickly as possible. So like the first thing I did when I'm building a weather app is I made a, I set it up so I could make a weather call, download the data, and display it on the screen. That's my first goal, and that was pretty straightforward. I use AF Networking as my networking stack right now because it is just gorgeous. The API for it is really straightforward. It seems very fast, performance, reliable, and I've had really good experience with it. And so that's all the application was at its beginning. It was just a single view with a couple of labels in it that were styled in basic Helvetica, and you open the app. It made a static request for basically the address of my house, and it showed me data. Now, at that point, that took, maybe an hour, something like that. It was not a lot of work to get to that point. Now, at this point, I actually have something that's useful. I can use this to look at the current weather right now on my house. That's obviously not an app I don't want to ship, or, it's not useful in the broader sense. But what I've done, though, is I've gotten a great starting point, and then I just start growing out from there, pulling in more data, showing it to the user, starting to build out the views. But in everything what I'm doing is I'm trying to, as quickly as possible, get it on screen. I want to be able to see it and play with it and interact with it. But I cut a lot of corners in doing that. So here are a couple of examples, and I think these are hopefully useful examples for what this actually means in practice. So, for example, one thing that I always do whenever I'm working on prototyping like this is I set it up so that I always cache network requests pervasively across the board, because I want my iteration process to be as quick as possible, so that when I launch it in the simulator on the app, it immediately returns results and displays them. Because usually the interesting part is not getting the data. The interesting part is what I do with that data, how I display it, how I interact with it. And so what I do is I just add a little stub to my AF networking stack that anytime a URL request is made, I record the URL. And when I get the JSON back, this is a JSON thing, it works pretty much any way you do it. I get the JSON back, I take that as an NS dictionary, and I put that dictionary with the URL key in my NS user defaults. It's a terrible solution for caching, but it works really well because it does all the serialization for me. I don't have to worry about that. And then you just, at this point, anytime I make a network request, it's instantaneously returned. There's all kinds of performance problems and things. You never actually want to cache anything in NS user defaults, but it's a really simple way to just pervasively put that kind of code in your application, and it makes my development process much quicker. Now, I've since iterated twice on my caching strategies, and right now it's got a much more complicated system, serializing data to disk in special custom files and all these kind of things that I've been building on top of that. But to start off, that's what I did, and it made me develop faster because I didn't have to worry about network connectivity problems, about that performance hits, all those things. I could just focus on what I was building. Another thing that I do is I have a couple of base UI view classes that all of my views tend to subclass. And I often do that mostly just so that I can do kind of I can apply custom attributes to all views across the board to make my life a little easier when I'm developing. And for example, this is the most important thing that I do whenever I'm laying out code, is I set it so that all my views have a 1 pixel black border, or a random color border is even better if you just pick a random color. Because what that allows me to do is very easily see layout on my screen. When the app is running, everything has these ugly borders everywhere. But I can see weird alignment problems, I can see how things are actually spaced out in a way that is often difficult if you have a lot of white space around your controls. So those are two things that I do when I'm starting off, when I'm prototyping, to just get going quickly. And as I said, all of those things will get pulled out and replaced later. You don't want to ship the stuff. What you're trying to do, though, is actually get something that you can ship soon, so that you can get feedback on soon. The earlier you make mistakes, the quicker you're able to correct those mistakes. You put it in front of somebody and they're like, this doesn't make any sense. You want to know that information as soon as you can. And as a result, I'm about a week in. I've spent roughly 1 week of time working on this app, and I have something that's functional, that's useful, that I've started to put in people's hands and show them, and I've started getting feedback. And so that's the goal of this really rapid focus on attention to shipping something and putting pixels on screen as soon as possible. All right, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm on Twitter as _David_Smith. Otherwise, I hope you have a good weekend. And as always, happy coding. Bye.